from the crate. Thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
G'day, Troy.
Hello.
Troy's here. That means he's bought some records.
Does that mean I'm in trouble?
No, it just means you bought some good records, hopefully.
All right. Where do you want to start?
With the good records, please.
But yeah, that doesn't narrow things down.
I don't know. I've got a rough idea what you've got for us today, and it's a departure from what you'd normally bring in, isn't it?
All of them are, well, one of them is not so much of a departure, but two of them are big departures of what we'd usually do.
Okay, well, let's just go for one of them.
All right.
Let's go for the ladies first, shall we?
Should we go for the ladies?
Okay, now this. I love it when I say that.
This is a pleasant little record right here. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely.
Look at that. Look at what does that look like to you, Tess, on the cover?
A mask. Looks like a mask.
We've talked about masks this morning, haven't we? It looks like a blood-splattered mask, doesn't it?
And what is he holding?
We talked about masks off-air this morning.
We did, but this is a blood-splattered rabbit mask, and he's holding a dagger, isn't
it? In a car.
In a car, and it says, hungry for stink.
Oh, isn't that pleasant?
It's really scary.
L7. Was this, who was the label on this one? Who were L7 on? Was this on?
I'm not sure what label that one originally came on.
Okay.
I don't think I had it at the time, did you?
This is a vinyl, the 1994 Girl Grunge. It's, I'll just say grunge classic.
Yeah, okay.
And complete with original LP-sized insert. Red vinyl, limited edition to how many in the world of this L7 LP of Hungry for Stink?
I think 500.
1,700, Troy.
1,700, okay,
copies in the world, yeah. You know? Work that out. That's about how many copies per country. If you gave one to, say, 200 countries, if there are 200 countries.
It's not that many.
There's almost 200 countries. Yeah. It's 190-something. I do the math on that. But look, I'm just trying to look. This has got some great songs. This has got songs like Andre's on it, which is a great song. Question My Sanity. Stuck Here Again. Fuel My Fire. Freak Magnet. Shirley.
Is The Bomb on this one?
The Bomb is on this one.
Oh, it is.
It's on the back there. We have to describe that picture on the back, Tess.
A man having a good time.
What sort of man?
/ humiliated. Man in a man with no shirt on, a dog collar, a missing tooth, and balloons tied to him.
He's no Mike Skinner, is he, Tess?
He looks like he's having fun.
Okay.
That's interesting fun.
Now, L7, this was this their breakthrough album? No. Or where Bricks Are Heavy might have been the breakthrough,
yep.
Which came right directly before this one.
But what they did is they Bricks Are Heavy, and then they bought out this one, and it was like boomer, boomer, and boomer. Yeah. Boy, them.
Now, should we play the track?
Let's do it. We're going to play Fuel My Fire, aren't we?
Mm.
Yep. Isn't that buzz? Leave it in there. Tell you what, I've had nothing but admiration for this band. Tell us what you know about L7, Troy.
They're from Los Angeles, and even though the sticker claims that they were girl grunge, basically, as you can hear, they were a fairly sort of a Los Angeles punk group, obviously.
Yeah.
Danita Sparks had actually been around since the 70s, hanging around that LA punk scene at The Mask and everything, and had done a couple of other bands, but this one here, they'd actually been L7 for a while before any of us got to hear of them.
Yeah.
Remember what L7 means?
No, that's what I was going to ask you next.
This. I was just holding my fingers up, so they went L7. And it makes a square. It was what you used to say to people in the 50s, I think, around the time of like up your nose with a rubber hose. You would call people L7 if they were squared.
If you didn't want them to know that you're talking about them.
That's right.
That's like people talking that ushne, klushne, plushne talk.
Pig Latin?
Yeah.
Yep. Have you ever seen this group?
No, I don't think so. Although I can't say 100% that I haven't seen them. They were heady days those days, Troy, when all those bands were being alerted to the wonderful world of sort of the late punk pre-grunge days.
Yeah.
Great days, heady days.
L7.
Noisy times.
Oh, very noisy.
Yes, someone spilled mud honey all over your sound garden before they black flagged all over your bloody L7, you know? Know what I'm saying?
I do. There's that buzz again. L7.
They're grunty, eh, L7? I love them.
Yeah, they reformed.
Known for songs like Pretend You're Dead.
Yeah.
And Shit List. You made my shit list. Good on you. Neither of which are on this album, though.
No, but this Hungry for Stink, I think.
Hungry for Stink. Mum.
I didn't know this. A couple of these songs, not this one, but were mixed by Joe Barisi. I know that guy.
Three cheers for the distorted guitar. As much as I love the smooth and beautiful reproduction of traditional instruments that we often listen to from the Crate Troy, I sure do love a good as well. Help make me the man I am today.
Tess doesn't seem particularly impressed.
Cheated, not at all, actually, are you?
No.
Horses courses, eh, Tess?
No, it's good. It's great.
We're just unimpressed with us. Okay.
Okay. Let's move on then, Troy.
I was distracted by the many queries that were coming in.
Okay.
Oh, so many queries.
I'll
so
answer some of them in a second. Where should we move on to next, Mike? It's up to you.
I like the elements.
Well, if you like the elements, check this out.
There they are. Look at that. Look, for a second, I thought you were passing me over Power Slave by Iron Maiden, but no.
It's got a nice bright cover.
I love that cover.
Yeah.
Now this,
that's one you'd put on the wall.
I don't think my interest.
You don't need to. There's a poster with it.
Oh,
there
you go. Yeah. Of the cover.
You've got the sort of imagery there that would have been on album covers back in the day this was released. But nowadays you find it on new age websites.
That's right.
That piece of art like this.
1977, this record came out.
What have we got here is some sort of 1977 on Columbia Records. And this is a beautiful, beautiful gatefold sleeve there. Almost feels a little fragile. The sleeve, you know, because it's just so there's so much.
It's quite shiny too.
The Egyptology throughout the cover is
check that wax out.
Hold on, let me just tell you this cover. We've got traditional Egyptian architecture and ancient this and that's on the cover there with the hieroglyphics and the
really bright blue sky
under a glittering pyramid. Which we only are just learning about pyramids, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just tell you that. Let's get onto that on the show. That'll be another show. Then on the back, though, we seem to have a futuristic spaceport.
Yes, we do.
That adjoins said ancient Egyptian.
Looks like something out of Wall-E. You know that movie?
Wall-E.
I've got a remote control Wall-E. That's so cool. Anyway, so, and then in the middle, we've got some sort of weird satanic altar with a sphinx and a pyramid and
I don't think it's cherubs. Satanic.
Well, no, I know, neither. But it's got. But alongside all these traditional Egyptian symbols, we've got a Buddha. We've got the, what do you call that one there? So I heard a really interesting story about that the other day.
That was like the medical staff thing, whatever that is.
And someone connecting that to Yanuki, the first inhabitant of the planet. But that's another story. The Star of David there, we've got the Eye of Horus, William Shakespeare, the Christian cross, one of those things, what are they called? Instruments? All on pedestals. With an open book. It's called like a hand piano thing. What is it called? A plinkaplonker? We did it on Travelling Tunes. It's not a plinkaplonker. It sounds like that when you play it.
It's not a thumb piano.
Thumb piano, yeah.
Is it a thumb? I don't know if that
is. I don't know whether it is, but
okay. It is.
It's a thumb piano.
It is. Well,
what is it? It's not a.
They don't have. The thumb piano doesn't have the.
Anyway, but I mean, we're looking at. I'm going to pull out the wax now.
Yeah, do that.
Oh. Heavy. Solid. And it needs to be.
Is it orange?
Because. What have we got, Troy?
This would be.
Oh, it was a wax orange. I didn't check that out. Oh my God, it's orange.
Yellow.
Oh, it's sort of like.
It's flaming orange.
It's flaming sunshine orange. It's
yellow.
Like, it looks like the sun.
It's orange.
This, of course, is Earth, Wind & Fire from the album All in All, 1977. And I wanted to play one of the more funky ones, but then I thought, you know what? I haven't heard Fantasy for a while.
This is pretty funky.
I was going to say, this is not devoid of funk.
No. Every man has a place.
It's Great song, Troy. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Fold that. Let it unfold, Troy. Oh, look. You want to see a bunch of guys in tight pants. Look at that. What are they? Jesus Christ.
Okay, this one here, Fantasy, this was a massive single.
Probably it's a beautiful song. This is it. I mean, it's a, you know, if you were going to ascend from an Egyptian spaceport into somewhere to another part of the universe, what better soundtrack?
Yeah.
Or to be, making sweet, sweet eternal solar system love with some sort of dream alien in the desert amongst all these symbolic and iconic ancient symbols. What better music? Just careful because it'll be sandy.
Yeah. The fantastic Morris White on drums and vocals.
Just stop it, eh? Earth, Wind and Fire.
Correct. The other one.
Which one? Why water wasn't involved there?
A good question.
And if you're a fan of the Fifth Element, why not love?
This record has Jupiter on it, which is one of my favourites. Serpentine Fire.
Yep. If you were making love with Serpentine Fire on Jupiter, this would be the perfect soundtrack,
wow,
wouldn't it?
How's it say?
Hey, has this not been out on vinyl for a while? Or is this just a special, super powerful,
it hasn't been available
heavy and beautiful as the sun itself?
Yeah.
Earth, Wind & Fire, the album's called?
All in All. It's limited.
It's not been out on vinyl for years.
Not for ages.
What's wrong with people?
Idiots. It's 1,500 copies with this.
In the world. In the world.
In this edition, yeah, with the poster and the amazing sun-coloured record.
Don't mind if I do. Hey, what a great invitation. Come and see Mercury in a Land of Fantasy.
Okay. How much is it? Have you listened to any early Earth, Wind & Fire, like 1970s?
Not enough, no.
That stuff's quite different, but like it's really the transition between sort of between the jazz world that Morris White had come from and funk. It's pretty good.
And then finally, let's take it home. Let's keep it. Let's bring it on back to the Shaky Isles, the young nation. Now, let's get it away from ancient Egypt. Let's get back to just the
to the now,
to the beautiful nation we live in. The beautiful, this young, vibrant, volcanic, shaky little collection of islands we call New Zealand, and sort of people who maybe represent them on the international stage. Go ahead, Troy.
Well, this one isn't out till next week, but we received the stock from Fire Records, and I was quite excited at how it looked. So I thought I'd bring this in. First thing I'm going to show you is for New Zealand only, we get...
Come in, Sarah, you're allowed to look.
You're allowed to look.
Oh, what have we got there? Like polar bear covered, coloured vinyl?
It's snow white vinyl.
Snow white vinyl.
Polar bear coloured, that's white, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's snow white.
It's just white.
Shut up.
Here it is. The album is called...
Snowbound by... The Chills.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's got a snow globe on it.
An epic journey about consolidation, regrouping, acceptance, and mortality. Hopefully a kind of Carole King tapestry for aging punks, says Martin Phillips.
Who was
a good man, Martin Phillips. I really like Martin. 38 years in the making, The Chills' latest album is incisive, dark, and essential, sonically welding their spindly guitar sound of psych roots to a newfound angst about everything. Newfound angst?
I don't know.
Thanks, it's been there for a while, I think. A grown-up opus that calls to mind R.E.M., The Go-Betweens, and Guided by Voices. They sound like the musical embodiment of autumn, says The Guardian.
That's pretty good.
Effortless beauty, says Pitchfork. Kiwi pop legends, says Noisy. Okay.
See,
so this is the brand new album from The Chills.
The brand new studio album from The Chills. Why it said 38 years in the making is I think there's one or two songs on there that Marty's been, you know, had in his pocket for a long time. The thing... Regardless of what all that sticker says, to me, I think that, like most great songwriters, Martin Phillips only ever sounds like Martin Phillips. There's, think about it. He's never followed any trend
Absolutely,
at all.
Yeah.
there's been, I'm guessing that there was like a sound he heard in his head or felt or something, and at one point goes, right, that's the thing that I'm going to try to catch all the time. He's not looking outwards for it. I'm sure he's looking inwards. And I think that
I've talked to Martin a couple of times about how he writes songs, and it's almost like getting to know him as a person.
Yeah.
As, you know, like I consider him a friend. He's a good guy. I haven't seen him for a wee while, but yeah, you know, we've hung out. And then when you talk to him about music, it's almost like he locks into another. It's like you open a whole new part of Martin. It's really amazing, and it's deep, and it's very, really well, really intensely thought out. And he really is amazing. You know.
Is.
And should we hear a track from it?
Yeah. I'm nerd about which one to play, but I thought the single was like kind of a good introduction to it, isn't it? So let's see what Marty, if he manages to grab magic out of the air on this.
I see he's used his magic grabber. That is a bright and triumphant little sound there from the Chills.
It is. Now, I mean, we say the Chills, and I'm sure we could say about the players in this being really great, and you know the differences between other lineups of the Chills. To me, the Chills is like that ineffable thing that Martin does. You know, and the same. I'm not comparing them, but you know, like Marky Smith and the Fall.
Yeah.
Are both searching for the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that, but it's
the Chills is Martin Phillips, isn't it?
It is, or possibly it's something slightly inside Martin that he can't, you know, that he always has to strive to bring out for people. I don't know.
This seems a lot more bombastic than I was anticipating.
I don't know about that. I mean, the production-wise, maybe, but if you listen to the melody and listen to the you know, his delivery, his vocal delivery, it's not that bombastic at all. It's still
no, his vocal delivery's not bombastic, but tune-wise. Is there any more New Zealand sounding singer?
I don't think so.
Who sings Nun like that? That's awesome. He's beyond my Nun.
We also have something new for From the Crate. We have a Spotify playlist now.
Do we?
I know.
You do.
We do. So
wow,
all the tracks
what?
That we play, if they're on Spotify, because I know you come out with some secret gems, Troy. But if they're on Spotify, they go on the playlist.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So if you I love living in the future!
That's on the 95BFM Spotify in the playlist. And it's called From the Crate.
Nice one, too.
So we got a good light and shade on the album too, Troy, on this one?
Yeah, there is. It's a... You know, I don't want to say Marty's old-fashioned or anything, but it's like... It's obviously crafted as a complete side one and side two of an album, and the way
you move through it.
But you know, forget all this reductive stuff about Dunedin sound or Nun or 80s or any of that shit. There's no point being reductive when you're faced with listening to something like that, which is so completely individual, isn't it?
Is it the white vinyl thing? Is that limited?
White vinyl is New Zealand only.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah,
good on you, Marty.
New Zealand only. You didn't say how good this cover is.
Beautiful cover. Beautiful cover. It's of a snow globe with a little snowy old house there. Lights on, though. Someone's home.
Yeah, and there's a couple of cockroaches there.
I can't see. Okay, that's not my fancy at all.
And unfortunately, there's a crashed plane through the, you can see under the wallpaper.
Oh, so Timber 11 shout out.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
Can't really make that out from where I am. Troy, we've got to go. That's all those albums are available right now.
Except for The Chills. That's Except out Chills. Next Friday. Earth, Wind & Fire and L7 are on the shelves as we speak.
Someone just texted in saying that the thumb piano I was talking about is called a kalimba. That's right. And Morris White was famous for playing long solos on an electric kalimba at Earth, Wind & Fire concerts.
Absolutely. The other thing is somebody texted in asking about King Gizzard. Yeah, we can get it.
There are more albums coming out.
Reissues.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Right, thank you very much, Troy.
Last year.
Really?
The way they'd do more. Five last year.
Bro, I love it. They must write an album each and bring it into every band practice.
Well, there is a lot of them.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes. 95-